Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the man we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Well,
hello, Fred.
It's great to be with you, Mike Horn, as usual, and all the fans out there listening in. What's happening with everybody?
Everybody, I think, is, battling the heat and trying to stay cool while we look at what's going on behind the scenes in sports. How's your week going? What have you been up to? I haven't talked to you in a while.
You know, everybody's complaining about it being hot.
Yes.
I know it is, but it has yet to affect me.
You got air conditioning, do you?
I've got air conditioning, and it works perfectly.
That's good.
And I'm not.
It doesn't bother you.
It doesn't bother me but in the least. We're here in the desert. You know, we live out near the desert, and as do you.
Yes.
So it's either here or there.
Let me ask you, as a professional player, when in your years as playing football, how much? Because you played wintertime, but you also, training camp comes in right in the heart and dog days of summer. Does the heat, the cold, everything affect players, or do you sort of tune it out and just focus in on what you're supposed to be doing because it's your job?
First of all, playing football is a job that is neither here nor there when it comes to weather. It's never been too cold to play, nor has it ever been too hot to play. You make the adjustment and you move on.
That is true. Unlike baseball, you know, they got rainouts and they can't play a game or whatever. You guys playing football, you're playing in sleet, snow, heat, and you don't seem to complain about it. You just play the game.
No, exactly right. I mean, you watch the games today. You've got soccer teams and are playing in outdoor stadiums in Saudi Arabia in the dead of summer.
That's pretty hot. And they run a lot.
They run a lot, and they don't complain, and the fans won't allow that.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back. That's a good topic to hit on a little bit because, you know, there is a difference in sports these days, and we should talk about this as trading deadline dooms that looms up in the future there. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Fred Dreyer here. When you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. And every disease known to man can attack you. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body to bring your immune system back online. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show with yours truly, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Mr. Fred Dreyer, coming to you, oh boy, on Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, our flagship 790 KBC, Sirius Satellite, Channel 217, XM 203, online at Sirius XM Channel 967, and places we don't even know. We're broadcast everywhere and glad to have you with us. So, talking a little bit there, Fred, just before the break. Football players, literally, you play the game whether it's snowing, whether there's ice on the field. I mean, there's very few postponements that I have seen in football. Baseball, as soon as it rains, they stop playing. And I think that the athletes do not have the same stamina as you do in football or in soccer, as they in basketball and hockey, as they do in baseball. And I love baseball, but let's face it, you're not going to tucker yourself out there, and starting pitchers can't even go, you know, a full nine innings anymore. They just can't. They can't do it.
You know how many times I have called pitchers or any other type of guys who sit around on the bench, have pulled hamstrings or quadriceps,
yeah,
for just sitting around, not doing anything, and then getting up and running to first base, or even running out to their position on in center field or left field. And it's amazing to me that some of these players, a good portion of all baseball players, have no idea what it is to get loose, to stretch.
You always say that, Fred. You always say that they are not prepared and ready to play.
They're not prepared.
You've said that about today's modern football players, too, because there's a lot of injuries in the first few weeks of football.
Well, you can see people standing around. They used to I remember growing up in high school, people would say, stay loose. Always stay loose, get loose. It was always a reminder, you know, you got your legs. You're only going to go as far as your legs.
Yeah, exactly. Legs are the key. I was reading a story. We were talking about this before we went on the air. The Baltimore Orioles. Oh boy, maybe, you know, they might want to make some moves. Maybe get some starting pitching here before the trade deadline here at the end of July, beginning August. Should they? Because they have these great young players. It finally took them a long time to get a good group of young players. They're putting a good team out there. Why give a lot of those people away to get a prospect that maybe you only have till the end of the year? And so it made me start thinking. again because they're saying, well, you know, we got problems because this is on the Orioles. They're saying, oh, we got young kids, and they've already pitched the same amount of innings now, halfway through the season, that they pitched all last year. So we don't know if they'll be able to stand it. And I'm thinking to myself, did they do that in football, Fred? Did they tell you, Fred, you made 25 tackles. You got a few more in you before the season's over? They never talk about that in football.
Well, first of all, football ownership is different than any other sport.
Really?
Yeah. Football ownership is a guy like Dan Snyder can own a team. He can Buffalo 33 potential owners and come out and not know anything about what he's talking about. He doesn't know what a coach looks like. He wouldn't know what a football practice looks like. He wouldn't know if you were lined up backwards or your uniform inside out. All of these people are brain dead, and you see what happens. And being prepared to play big games, a lot of these players are not ready. It's one of the reasons they, towards the end of the year, and certainly in baseball, but this goes in all sports, I think, you want smart players. You want people who have been there before, they know how to run, they know how to remind their teammate, hey, get loose, let's go, let's not pull any hamstrings. You know, it's interesting, you can just remind people so slightly of their job description, it's appreciated, and it's not like you're bossing people around.
Absolutely right, and, you know, back to baseball again and the fact that you know, teams are looking for starting pitch and what? To get a guy that's going to pitch four or five innings? You're not going to win a championship if you don't have a solid bullpen with arms that can withstand going out there every single day for an inning, because that's what happens now in modern baseball. That starting pitcher's out there, by the time they get going to the order the third time around, they're done. They bring in somebody for the sixth inning, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth. You know, if the game gets out of control and there's more than, what, seven, eight runs, you can bring in a position player to throw to save the arms in the bullpen for the rest of the games. Back in the day, Fred, starting pitching in baseball not that long ago, it was embarrassing if you didn't pitch a complete game. They had a stat that's gone saying how many complete games has so-and-so pitched. I'll bet you there's 20 people that have pitched a complete game, if that, this season in the entire league.
Yeah, they won't let them near a baseball. You know, once you are on the mound and you're doing your job, whatever the results of your each pitch is, and you look over, you grab the ball from the umpire, and you look over the sideline, and once you see the bench coach and the manager of the team and the pitching coaches all start to look at you funny, you know you're coming out of the game. You know that
you know that
your time is up.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it, and there's no way you're going to be able to crack or buck the system, you know.
And you wonder how some of the managers can stomach it. And I think, you know, we talk a lot about the pros and cons of managers. Dave Roberts probably knows how to manage in this stage of baseball, this type of baseball, better than any other manager. Because once you bring a relief pitcher in, the rule is they got to face at least three batters. So if the guy stinks to the first guy he pitches to, you're stuck with him. So you can't go out there, and maybe you can send the catcher out to talk to him for a minute, but then the umpire is going to say, oh, stalling the game now. So the guy's in there for three batters, and so you're constantly thinking ahead, who else do I have that can pitch for three batters? And I don't know how you keep your bullpen fresh with that kind of a deal going down, and then people still want starting pitching. I mean, you might as well play a bullpen game and put all the starting pitchers, everybody in there, and just
right.
mix them up.
I do.
Everybody
think that's
just
right.
does that, right?
I think they should just say, you know something?
You get three.
Here's what we're going to do.
We're going to
put all your numbers in a hat.
There you go.
And we're going to get to the stadium about 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
That's all it takes to do this. And draw from the hat.
You won't even know. Just be ready to go.
Just
right?
say, who's pitching? I don't know. Just second.
Austin Barnes.
Who do you have?
He's a catcher.
Just a second. I was in the bathroom. What are we doing? We're picking to see who's going to pitch today.
There you go.
You jerk.
It's just out of control. It is out of control. And I say if a team went back to some old basics and stopped counting pitches, but that's never going to happen because, you know, now you got the agents saying you can't burn out my client's arm because we want to get that big contract payday.
Well, you know what? I'll bet you, here's what we're going to do.
What are we going to do?
Before this season is over,
yes.
I'm going to call Rick Honeycutt.
Yes.
I'm going to get him here for the hour, and we're just going to bang on him about all the stupid things we think that baseball has finally sunk.
Let's do that.
Because there's no getting around it. There's too many people playing the sport that reflect they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, the good players are the ones that gave it their all. We got Ron Say who comes in here. He tells me, he says, it's hard for me to throw anything anymore because he used to whip that ball from third base to first base. And after all those years in baseball playing for the Dodgers and the Cubs and the Oakland A's, you know, it's gone. And it's like, that's a deal. You playing football, you had concussions and they care about them now, so they say.
Yeah.
But in your game, they didn't even put you in a tent. They just said, Fred, go out there again, right? When you got hit?
I don't know how many times I heard someone's a coach look over and go, what's wrong with him? And I couldn't answer because I'm trying to figure out, yeah, what is wrong with me? And then a little short trainer guy with a lot of analgesic balm and a towel and a wet towel and a dry towel, and he says, Fred, you okay? Here, let me rub some of that analgesic on your neck. I don't need you to touch me. Could you go back down to the end of the bench?
That's it. Fred is a good one for not having people touch him. I'll tell you that. It's like, come on.
God.
That's the difference in football, baseball, sports of old, and sports of the new. Now, huge salaries. Everybody talks about, did you hear how much so-and-so makes? I don't care. How many complete games did they pitch, you know? How many touchdowns?
What's that list that had all these players on it that show how much money these people make?
Per pitch.
Per pitch. It's unbelievable, and it's intolerable.
All right, you're not hearing this on other sports shows. You got the Sports Lounge. You got Fred Dreyer, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
On the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. And one week we're going to talk about cell phone etiquette here on the show, but not this week, but we will do that. We're talking today about stars in baseball, football, everything different than they used to be back in the old days, but baseball especially. You know, you got so many pitches you can pitch if you're a pitcher. You know, the Dodgers, I believe they picked up, Kike Hernandez, because they've got Austin Barnes, a really nice guy, good catcher. He's hit some in the past. This year, I might be able to bat more than he did. I think he's batting like 107. And I tell you, the marketing department at baseball teams are nice to their players, because if you got a real stinko average, they don't put it on the screen, because I'm thinking, I got to look and see what Austin Barnes is batting now. They don't show it. You got to look it up.
If I was on the Dodgers and I wasn't playing very well,
yeah,
I'd go right at it. I'd tell the guy up in the booth, put -300. I owe you 600 points to get up to 300.
There you go. And people would not see the minus. They go, the guy's batting 300.
Jesus, this guy, he must be a hell of a teammate.
Anyway, that's the modern day. And are we going to training camp again this year to watch? Because football guys do not work like you did. They take those little rubber, I'm telling you, the little rubber stretchy things. They're like rubber bands, and they're going, yeah, and pulling them out.
You know what I'd like to do?
What would you like to do? Get into trouble?
I would like to bring a warm body with the camera.
Yeah.
And take a picture of us watching a non-practice.
Yes.
And then talking to the camera and saying, this is what it's like to play pro football.
We probably never go back to the practice again.
They'd take us right to the ocean.
All right, let's see. We've got a bunch of listeners here. We're coming to you on, as we mentioned, 790 KBC, our flagship sports byline radio network, CRN radio network, Sirius XM. And we're on television. We're on Roku. We are on the CRNTalk.com. And we're on Facebook Live. And we got Katrina saying, hey, Fred and Mike, how you doing today? Watching you all on CRNTalk.com. She's got
very
there.
Very good, very
and
good.
And she says she's enjoying watching you, because not only are you the well-known football legend and sports legend,
yes,
but your acting career. She's watching you on Land's End, that series that so many people called when we first started doing the Fred Dreyer Show. And we couldn't tell them if it was on DVD. We couldn't tell them where it was. Now it is showing up and it's being aired on a bunch of different networks. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure Katrina will let
us know. Isn't Paramount? No, that's not one.
No, I think you're on... I don't think you're on Paramount Plus. You're on. You could be on Hulu. You're on Peacock. You're on Peacock.
Peacock.
That's the one you're on. You're on NBC's network with Hunter.
22 hours of lots of fun. We made them with Tim Thomerson and Pamela Bowen and Jeff Lewis, and we just had such a great time doing it. And I don't know. I still hold myself responsible for that not going all the way, because it was so good. We had a rating of 24.
Unbelievable.
At midnight.
24.
In Atlanta, Georgia. 24.
Now they named the series 24 because they're only getting a 3 rating, and that's a big deal rating. A 3 share.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe a 7 share is huge or something. 10 maybe for a Super Bowl. But you had 24 shares. Unbelievable.
24 shares, and it was like people would come home drunk in Atlanta and turn the show on.
And Elizabeth Taylor would watch your show.
She watched everything I did, almost. I'm just saying.
I don't want to say anything and be out of place here, but I do remember driving far be it from me on a cell phone call, but driving on a roadway near your house, you said, that's the road where Elizabeth Taylor lived. And I'm thinking, okay, Fred must have been doing gardening work when you were out of work sometimes.
Yeah, I was out there talking to the gardener.
You're a big strapping guy working away
on
the
lawn. That was code. That was code.
Garden work.
For when there's extra something going on.
That's okay. So let's go back to the neighbors. Here we got Rachel saying hello. Nikki says she's saying hello from Nebraska. John is saying he's in Pleasantville, New York, tuned in and locked in today. That's very good. Hot and humid around the country, people are saying. And Rachel is saying her daughter, Katrina, and she are both from Birmingham, Alabama, listening and watching on Facebook Live. So if you're tuned in and you got some questions, sing out, because we take them there on the Facebook Live feed. Or you can go ahead and email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at CRN, Competition Radio Network.com.
This is another reason for us to expand our show. So everybody here can see and be a part of the podcast as well as the live broadcast.
Now, there's a couple of things you can do. And number one is we're trying to see if we can maybe do it once in a while from a casino, Commerce Casino in Los Angeles. Call them up and tell them you'd like to see the Fred Dreyer show.
Yeah, just tell them over there. Tell them Mike Tamanjan. Just tell them, hey, look, get the show on the air.
Get the show going.
And we'll put you on TV as well.
We'll go off the weekend and be there for you Monday through Friday, and it's good. And also, I'm taking you. And if you have any kind of a significant other, you may want to take this person with you, Fred, because there is a place that is in Paso Robles, California, called the Allegretto Resort, Allegretto.
Yep.
They have a spa. They've got a tasting room. They've got an incredible restaurant. They've got beautiful pools. They've got places you can walk. And I think I'm taking you coming up this month. Because in August, if you go to AllegrettoResort.com and make a reservation, when you check out, you use the code word COOK, C-O-O-K, COOK, and you get rooms starting at $209 a night. And this place is like, I'm telling you, $700 rooms, it looks like. You go in a brand new place. It's beautiful.
That's pretty good.
Part of the Ares Hotel Group.
I've never heard of that, Allegretto.
Yeah, we're going up there.
I've never heard
of
that.
And we'll find you some port at one of the wineries.
You know, I'm kind of amazed. I've been to a couple of eateries here, and they haven't carried port. Is there some sort of an opinion that they can't carry port? That what is that?
During the pandemic, I think a lot of people weren't asking for port. You, on the other hand, love port.
Why
I'm not trying to insult you.
No, no. But why wouldn't they... carry port because of the pandemic?
Well, let me take this one here, if I could, for you, Fred.
It's a hot grounder.
Port is usually, you can have a dessert, you can have a nice port after the meal. Very few people drink port with their meal. Now, I'm not saying that you enjoy wine the way you enjoy wine. You happen to really enjoy fine ports with great meals. And so that makes you different than the others. And I think a lot of people should be putting more port. It's in smaller bottles, and you pour it in there and all.
I understand. Yeah. I see the bottles.
And here's the deal. I was back in the back room there. You know, the boss here has got a wine collection.
Yeah.
I found a couple of bottles of port, which I'm going to have to share with you.
Right now?
No, we're doing the radio. We're doing the show right now, so that's fine. All right, back to sports here. Now, the other big news stories of the week, because it seems like in football, all I'm hearing about, you maybe as well, all these huge contracts. And I'd like to talk to a former player, you, Fred Dreyer. What do you think of this Justin Herbert? He's a good quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers, but he's agreed to a massive long-term extension on his contract.
Seven years.
He is going to play a $262.5 million extension. He's signing a five-year $262.5 million deal, which just slightly surpasses Lamar Jackson's April extension that I believe Lamar and his mom negotiated themselves the Ravens, Baltimore.
His mom was
the agent?
Yeah, she had a helicopter. She flew in.
Did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so... what do you think about that? I mean, what if the quarterbacks seem to be in control of football these days? The running backs are only getting $10 million a year, and we feel sorry.
Well,
we're going to take up some charity donations for the running backs, but they're complaining about that.
Let me just say this.
Please.
In the past decades, if a if a franchise was in a contract year with its players, they would fear that there's a strike pending. They would be vulnerable to the league striking against ownership. When you pay the quarterbacks this amount of money, you don't have to worry about anything else.
And there you go. And it just seems to me as strange that these money is going up. The Bears, Cole Kmet has agreed to a four-year, $50 million extension. He's agreed to the four-year extension, and the deal includes $32.8 million guaranteed, $20 million in first-year cash. He has hauled in 50 receptions last year.
Ooh, 50 receptions. What is that, $20 million a reception?
For 544 yards and 7 touchdowns. All team highs, by the way, for the Bears. But that's because he's playing on
the Bears.
The Bears. That's a team high for them over the last few years.
They're giving the Bears tight end $50 million for 5 years.
Yep. Yeah. Now, you signed with the New York Giants, Fred, and you had 3 good years there.
Oh, yeah, and I made a load of money for them.
You were smart enough to negotiate your own deal. You did pretty well at that time.
That's right. You were able
to buy a used car with the extra money you got.
I was really sure. That wouldn't get me down to the borough that I wanted to go to.
It's beautiful. And the Giants have signed left tackle Andrew Thomas to a 5-year, $117.5 million contract.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an extension on his contract as well, too. It includes a whopping $67 million guaranteed.
This is where ownership comes out of the negotiating room and says, by the way, we just signed a mediocre tight end, $200 million. Does anybody here want money? Does anybody here, are not satisfied with getting money? We're going to give it to you before lunch, and then we're all going to celebrate, and then we'll never have any disagreements, any arguments, nothing whatsoever.
Your football career was just really a warm-up for that very lucrative motion picture television career that you're on now.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Followed by your radio career.
For fame.
That's it. We'll have more for you. It's the Sports Lounge. The one and only Fred Dreyer on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's Single, and a Frosty.
Frosty
for me.
And a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
We are back on the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in our sports lounge here. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. It's a Fred Dreyer Show, as I mentioned. And once in a while, we have some big deal offers for all of our people. We told you about Balance 7. You go to balance7.com, and you mention the code word Fred, and you get a discount on your order, the My Smooth Skin you get for free. You get free shipping. You got a money-back guarantee, and you get rid of that that heartburn that you've been having over there. I'll tell you, it's good
stuff. Nothing worse than the heartburn.
Ugh. Telling you, I take it every day, and when I have a special thing after I eat a meal, I hit that. Good. Now we're talking chocolate here with Vine de Barbe. They take, you know, everybody talks about how great the wine is, that the grapes are really good for you. Yeah. It's in the skin of the grapes, and they take the Chardonnay skins, or marc, they call it. They chop them up fine. They mix it in with dark chocolate. And so you get the health benefits of the grape in there, and they put, like, Himalayan salt. They put little cherries and things in there.
Well, that's a whole science.
It's called Vine de Barbe. Now, Jeremy Dayton says, I like me some chocolate. He's, like, talking about how much he loves chocolate.
Yeah.
No one likes chocolate more than you, Fred Dreyer.
Nobody. I defy anybody to step forward.
So if you go to vinetobar.com, and you purchase the chocolate, and you put in the code CHOCOLATE20, C-H-O-C-O-L-A-T-E, chocolate, the number 20,
yep,
you get 20% off your order.
Well, let me tell you something. If I'm going to share my chocolate, which is very difficult.
I've never seen you do that.
It's very difficult for me to do. I do it at your house when I come across.
If you take a bite out of it, then who wants it?
And I put it there on the floor, and you lick it up. So.
No, that was my dog.
That was your dog.
But I was next to her. Right there. So anyway, yeah, this is great dark chocolate, and it's delicious. So go to Vine to Bar.
Vine to Bar.
You can order chocolate-covered almonds. You can order a combination of four or five different flavors they got there. You can order the Vine de Barbe chocolate bars. It's got the chocolate mark in there, but vinetobar.com and put in chocolate 20 for the 20%.
And you know what? You can't go wrong. It's a great taste treat, especially in the summertime when it gets really hot and you try to unwrap it. My suggestion is you unwrap it before you eat it.
Put it in your pocket, right? So it's ready to go.
Yeah,
is that good?
Yes, exactly.
All right, let's just a couple of other signings here for you. The New York Giants, we mentioned him. Stephon Diggs. He is now, we've been talking about this story forever here on the show. He's on the same page with Sean McDermott, his coach there. And he says he's in a good spot with the club. He says, we're in a good spot, ready to practice. This is what the coach is saying. He's in the locker room right now. Well, you want to yell down there to see if he's in there?
I don't know if he's there or not. He's probably out in his Jeep on the cell phone.
Yeah, Diggs explained that the concerns mostly stem from his frustration with how last year ended and the added issues that should be kept in-house. He says everyone has family issues. Everyone has family problems in the house.
Yeah.
Obviously, the way we lost was just terrible in any regard. You don't want to lose any game. We've lost a couple of years at this point. We've been trying to get over the hump, and obviously it caused a lot of frustration. But in all, as far as that, I was here. We did have a conversation. It's all water under the bridge now. I attribute it to, like, family matters.
Well, good. Now move on and go practice.
Yes. Now, I just got to get one more comment here a little bit. Patrick Mahomes and Calais Campbell. So Kansas City Chief quarterback, the great Patrick Mahomes, has a theory. And he said during an episode on television, he was on the new Netflix series Quarterback,
yep,
he said that he'll sometimes offer complimentary words to defensive players in an effort to make them like him.
Who's this?
This is Patrick Mahomes, said this on the show. He'll offer compliments to defensive players on the other team in an effort to make them like him. And Atlanta Falcons defensive lineman Calais Campbell, who has 99 sacks and 237 quarterback hits in his career, says, quoting now, "That's very true. He let the cat out of the bag now, though. Be nice because you don't want to get hit, but there's a definite truth to that." But now the lineman...
He's trying
to be nice to linemen. The linemen are going to know they're going to clobber poor old Mahomes.
Well, I don't understand it, but it makes no difference.
All right, we wish, by the way, LeBron James' son a speedy recovery.
How about that? Yeah, that was terrible. Very surprising to hear that he was stricken like that.
Yeah.
That's really unbelievable.
In the ICU.
Now, what's the update? I know he's in ICU now, but what's the scoop?
Monday, he was rushed to the hospital, and then he suffered cardiac arrest. I mean, I don't know what it is.
Heart stoppage.
Maybe AFib or something. I don't know. The kid is pretty young here.
But that's heart stoppage.
He's 18 years old, and he wanted to play and still wants to play basketball at USC.
Yeah.
So, and that's where the medical emergency unfolded. Now, we taped this show prior, so there may be some updates there. But I'm just saying, we want this kid to be in good shape.
Well, indeed we do.
Yeah.
And his dad
and his dad's
family is going to rally around him. That's a big deal, having your family and your father who has that reputation. He's going to be okay, this kid.
We pray, and that's good. Now, we get a lot of mail here in our mailbag. You can email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
How much would you say poundage was?
Oh. You got boxes of mail out there. Fred is trying
ridiculous.
To get to it, everybody. Literally, I know a lot of you send in things for him to sign. He is working through it.
Yeah.
Did you hire that assistant that I called the other day?
Yep, I did.
She seems like a real good person.
She's great.
And it's good.
And it was a girl, right?
Yeah, that she was. Yeah. Over there, answered the phone, and it's good.
Yeah.
So you're working through that. Now, on a recent program, and this came to us from our photographer, Pam, someone on an episode asked about the episode is called Overnight Sensation on a recent one of our shows.
They mentioned Overnight Sensation. Yeah.
And to refresh everybody's memory, this is on the Hunter series, which you can see on Peacock
and everywhere, Amazon Prime.
Well, in the first episode of season 3, it was a great one. There was a good script, lots of famous...
This is her opinion.
Yeah, banter back and forth. And the story involves you investigating as Hunter, investigating a reporter, known for hatchet jobs. And you get a little bit upset. This guy is Raul Mercado is the role, and it's played by Michael Wren. And he uses a police scanner. So while you, Hunter, are pursuing robbery homicide suspects...
The reason he's using a police scanner is he's not a cop. Go ahead.
There you go. And that's right. So the reporter and his camera crew, they get in the way and the perps escape and you are livid, I'm telling you. So you go in there and you go to Captain Charlie Devane, that's the late, great Charles Hallahan, and he orders Hunter to drop the charges, gets upset with you, says it's not good PR for the LAPD be feuding with the most popular TV reporter. So do you drop it? I don't know. The guy's on TV, and it seems every time you try to settle things, vendetta only gets worse. Am I right?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
And later, you as Hunter finds the last known address of the guy he's looking for, but he's long gone. Hunter returns to his car. He finds flat tires. He finds and cop car sprayed all over the vehicle. The car is just a mess in the car. You can't even see out the windshield.
Yeah.
And so you get to hold of McCall, your partner, and you warn her not to drive her own car. So,
Yeah. Can I interrupt here?
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, can we speed through this?
Yeah, I was taking a little bit of time because there's a lot of copy here. So
it's just too
Hunter
much.
Drives a different car. And what was it like working with these people? That's what she wants to know.
Well, they're professionals, you know. They had to. When I pulled up to go to work, you know, you got the transportation, you got props, you got everybody working diligently, filling trash cans up with debris, And where they got the debris, I don't know, but it was a clean debris, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And then when it came time to trash in the car, it came out pretty well.
Yeah, they really trashed that down. So.
But anyway, there's no big windup to the show. It's not a mystery or anything.
It's a thing there. Also, Peter has said he had a picture of his grandma and her older brother rocking Rams gear, holding on an autographed ball, and her dad co-owned a bar in Orange County with Fred Dreyer and the Rams players. They came to be regulars there. She didn't mention the name of the bar, but she said she would tell stories of babysitting for Jack Youngblood and other players.
That wasn't Jack. It was Jimmy, I believe.
It was Jim Youngblood, yeah?
Yeah, Jack didn't have kids.
Oh, there you go.
There must have been some sort of a misarrangement at the hospital.
Yeah, and Chris is saying, sent a quote here as a tweet, trying to block Fred Dreyer is like trying to block a snake.
Yeah, I don't understand that one, but...
Well, you were pretty persuasive in your way of stopping people from moving past you. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, we got plenty of things here on our sending into us. As I mentioned before, if you want to go ahead and watch Land's End, that show is available on YouTube and Tubi. Apparently that came to us for you. So a lot of stuff over there that they're talking about.
Well, you know, they took us off of Get TV.
They did?
Yes. We're not on Get, G-E-T TV.
That's not good.
And it's not good. And they put us on, as I said, a while back. They put us on instead of Quincy.
Oh, yeah, Quincy is on.
Quincy.
You're right.
Jeez, I still can't get over that.
Well, Land's End's on YouTube and Tubi. By the way, a lot of people saying they like chocolate, too. But remember, it's chocolate 20. That's the cola that you want to use for there.
Chocolate 20.
Yeah. And John says, Fred, I bet I'd give you a run for your money as far as who loves chocolate more. Even have, according to John, he even has hot chocolate in the summer. He went through a whole bag of Hershey with almonds, frozen, of course. Do you ever freeze your chocolate?
I got to be very careful with my chocolate.
Why is that?
Well, you don't want to make a mistake in the summertime. You don't want to heat it up in the summertime. You want to cool it down.
Okay, well, there you go. So you want to keep it at room temperature. It's always good. That's like all water.
It's always good. It's always excellent. It's a great taste treat. I used to put it in my...
It's good.
I used to put it in RC Cola.
It's good stuff.
I used to break off the baker's chocolate, which was less sweet.
Yeah.
Understand?
That's good for you. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Charles says, did you hear the number of games that James Harbaugh is currently serving? He's serving a 4-game suspension for misconduct during his time as a coach. I'm curious if you've heard about this this thing. I want to know which captain on Hunter did you think was more different that you worked with. So he's got two questions here. First, James Harbaugh, and then which one?
James Harbaugh.
James Harbaugh, the coach, has been serving a 4-game suspension for misconduct during his time as coach. So,
James Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Harbaugh. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, Harbaugh.
What the hell? I'm looking around.
Misspelled there.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
What about him?
Oh, he wants your comments on that.
About I don't know anything about him.
Yeah.
About
the college teams and stuff, you know, and the whole thing of getting kids to do certain things and kids complaining about it or whatever in the college days.
Well, you got to be careful today. You've got social media and you're on TV. As soon as the coach comes in and pinpoints somebody out, somebody in the group, some fat lineman, is going to hold up his cell phone and he's going to tape record
exactly
everything that's there. And then if there's any impropriety, you're cooked.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. All right, we're going to take a break, wrap things up here. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and don't forget FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's the email address, and we get all that stuff. A lot of mail coming in. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at CRN, Competition Radio Network, CRNTalk.com. Take a break. Come back with more Sports Lounge with you every day at this time on the weekend. Thanks so much for joining us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All right, we're back here. Final segment here on the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge. Church, truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So we don't talk a lot about soccer on this show. It's the most popular sport in the world, I guess, as they say. And according to Front Office Sports, this 24-year-old soccer player, this deal for... Kylian Mbappe, has been offered. He's a contract that surpasses the lifetime earnings of LeBron James, Los Angeles Lakers savior LeBron James.
How about that?
That's amazing.
No, it's ridiculous.
It is amazingly ridiculous.
And the first thing I go to is that this reminds me of the National Football League.
How so?
Well, they're taking these young players.
Yeah.
He's not a proven player. He's in a junior league, maybe he is a proven player.
Right.
But he's not so much a proven player as he is a free agent. People are asking him, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And they're asking him, to sign a contract, and they're throwing $1 billion at the kid.
He's on the Saudi Arabian soccer team, Al Hilal, and was offered a record-setting $332 million transfer fee to be paid to his current team, and the actual contract for the player would then be a salary of about $776 million for 1 year. What do you do with that money?
And he turned it down.
Yeah, yeah. Still negotiating. It's okay. All right. That's our show. That's what we try to bring you here, that kind of information. in the sports lounge. Born a little too early, Fred. You should have become a soccer player. Taking a couple of trips to Saudi Arabia. Didn't we have a trip planned one time? Weren't we supposed to?
What's that?
Weren't we going to go over there one time? Some guy sent us a...
He was going to say, you come with me, and I take you to Saudi Arabia.
That's right. That's it.
With you? I don't know. I don't think so.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
I should have went to Arabia.
That's a good thought. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, everybody.